dreams. Hi there. On this episode of Peppermint Dreams, we will visit the story of Little Orphaned Annie. It is the very poem that inspired the all-too-famous Annie comic strip, the ever-popular musical Annie, the Annie movies and TV films, the various book adaptions, and more. The poem was originally published in 1885, entitled The Elf Child, in the Indianapolis Journal. Writer James Whitcomb Riley was inspired by a real-life girl named Mary Alice Allie Smith, an orphan living in the Riley home during her childhood, who would become known as Little Orphan Annie. Due to an error in printing, Allie became Annie, the famous red-headed orphan girl who sang the beloved songs Tomorrow and The Hard-Knocked Life. The real Annie, Mary Alice Allie Smith, became an orphan as a young child. She was sent out to become a servant, which was customary at that time. She landed in the Riley home and was treated very well, never called a servant. She was called a guest. And she worked alongside the family. At nights, she told stories to the other children, including our author, James. Riley recorded readings of several of his poems for the phonograph during the early 20th century, including Little Orphaned Annie. The poem itself is written in the first person and is written in regular iambic meter. The poem is intended to teach children to obey their parents and elders and to love and care for the needy. In 1918, the poem was made into a silent film. Colleen Moore was Annie. In 1992, there was a Russian short animated film released. And of course, there is the popular 1982 film starring Eileen Quinn, with later remakes in 1999 and 2014, all based on the Broadway musical, which was based on the popular Harold Gray comic strip, Little Orphan Annie, with music by Charles Strauss, lyrics by Martin Sharnan, and book by Thomas Meehan. The original Tony Award-winning Broadway production opened in 1977 and ran for almost 6 years, setting a record for the Alvin Theater, which is now the Neil Simon Theater, with national tours to follow, regional productions, and a Broadway revival later on. As a former onstage Annie myself, this story and this character are near and dear to my heart. I hope you enjoy this reading of the original poem, Little Orphaned Annie. Little Orphaned Annie by James Whitcomb Riley. Orphan Annie's come to our house to stay, and wash the cups and saucers up, and brush the crumbs away, and shoo the chickens off the porch, and dust the hearth and sweep, and make the fire and bake the bread, and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we set around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun. A-listenin' to the witches' tales that Annie tells about, and the goblins and gets ya, if ya don't watch out. Once there was a little boy who wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler, and his daddy heard him bawl, and when they turned the kivers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room, and cubbyhole, and press, and seeked him up the chimney flue, and everywheres, I guess. But all they ever found was this tis pants roundabout, and the goblins will get ya if you don't watch out. And one time, a little girl did a last laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And once when they was company, an old folks was there. She mocked them and shocked them and said she didn't care. And this as she kicked her heels and turned to ride and hide, they was two great big black things a-standing by her side. And they snatched her through the ceiling, for she knowed what she's about. And the goblins will get ya if ya don't watch out. And little orphan Annie says, when the blaze is blue and the lamp wick sputters and the wind goes woo, and you hear the crickets quit and the moon is gray and the lightning bugs and dew is all squenched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish them, them that loves you, and dry the orphan's tear, and helping the poor and needy ones at clusters all about, ere the goblins'll get ya if ya don't watch out. The sun'll come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so you've gotta hang on till tomorrow, come what may. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Please be sure to visit us again at Peppermint Dreams. For more info, please visit us online at sweetstreet.info. Sweet dreams.
Take the licorice highway to Peppermint.